Hello, everybody. It's nearly season time and it's episode 95 of Bucks UK TV. This is a bit like our awards ceremony where it's voted by you. This is your, the members' season predictions. Nearly 50 of you, 48, have voted and given us their predictions, including David and Phil. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
And we'll work out how we think the season's going to go. Of course, there's no point playing the games. On any given Sunday, we know exactly how it's going to play out. Let's just briefly remind ourselves of what the season looks like. Gone are the days of friendly scheduling. We're in Green Bay in December, you know, and the bye week's nice and early in week five, so no more Brady scheduling, and only the two primetime games. The Thursday night that everyone gets and the Monday night early on. So what we've got, we've put that out in our usual grid now. You can see whether the games are home or away, early or late. David and Phil and my predictions will come up there, but at the bottom of the screen, the most important one, the one that our members voted for, and you'll see quite how well we're aligned, I think. Spoilers, I think there's a bit of a consensus out there. So let's start off with week one. We're away to the Vikings, just as well, because it's indoors, but it's not going to be that cold. Now, Phil, you can start us off. Is it going to be a good start to the season?
Looking at that, no. No, I don't. I, it's a hard place to go, Minnesota. They're a strange team. If they turn up, then, you know, you haven't got much of a chance, really. But I honestly think this is going to be first game of the season, a loss, finding their feet, seeing how things pan out. No, that's not good. It's not an easy place to go.
You agree, David?
I do, but I mean, they were 13 win season last year, but they've had a hell of a lot of change and we might just catch them on hot early. I mean, they've got rid of a lot of the defensive players. Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen are gone. You know, Kirk Cousins is not getting any younger.
Yeah, agreed.
And I think if we catch him cold, there's always a chance. I mean, on paper, this is a tough one to start with, no doubt about it. But
so it could be a trap game, potentially, then.
I'd love it if it was.
Yeah, me too. But I think, you know, we've got a lot of changes too. So I just think we might just start off. I don't think we're going to get hammered, but I just think it'll be a tough one, I think, you know.
So, yeah, so only 14% of our members thought that we were going to win that game. So, what's that? Probably at 40. I've got to do some quick maths. That's probably about six of them. So, not completely the crazies, but I suspect there's probably Pete Payne in there somewhere.
Took the words out of my mouth, actually.
Okay, so we'll move on to our next one. Obviously, David, do jump in and remind us when we get to the socials so we can plug those. Now we've got the Bears. We're back at home at the Ray J. And hopefully things are going to turn around. Do you think that's going to be the case, David?
I think first game back, I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. And the Bears have played, constantly seem to be in rebuild. And I think actually we've got more of a stable roster than they have at the minute. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for us to get off well on this one. They've got players, Justin Fields and that can do stuff. But I'm really hoping that actually we get off to a home flyer after possibly getting a shock in Minnesota.
Their defense seems to be quite well ranked. I've just come off of my fantasy football draft and I was surprised how well up the rankings the Bears defense was. Phil, do you think we're going to be able to score some points at home?
No. I honestly don't. I think it's going to be one of those low scoring games. And I fully said I've got down here the Bears defense on my notes. Yeah. They started to come good towards a bit, you know, towards the last end of the season, and they started to show, and Fields has started to show what he's actually made of. This is going to be a tough one. I nearly put a loss down here, but you know, being the alternal Buccaneers optimist, I put a win down. But it's going to be a tricky one. This one, It's going to be, they're a better team than people think they are.
I mean, their offense is going to be really interesting. I mean, they got DJ Moore. What else? I mean, Chase Claypool went there last year and did absolutely nothing. Now, whether actually he raises his socks and makes an effort this year, I don't know. But, you know, I can see this, like I say, being a bit of a low-scoring game.
Well, I've just drafted Herbert in my fantasy draft, so you know I'm sort of two-edged sword here.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Okay, so then we stay at home. It's Monday night football. The Bucks fans think we're 1-1. We're on the national stage. What could possibly go wrong?
And they give us a horrible game.
Yeah.
I think we'll just move on to the Saints, shall we, with this one, I think.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of people are thinking the Eagles are going to do good things this year again, and it would be hard to disagree with them. I think we're going to be a little bit up against it on this one, aren't we?
Yes. I think that's the best way to describe that one. They've upgraded in certain positions as well. And, you know, I think they in Brown and Devonta Smith have got two of the best wide receivers in the league. And the running back they've upgraded. So it's going to be tough, this one.
It is. And so we'll move on. Well, less as I said, the better. There's only probably two of our members that think we're going to beat the Eagles. So I presume that's Pete Payne and someone else. I'm joking. I don't think Pete did go for the full 17-0 this year. But that then takes us on to something a little bit more interesting in terms of the Saints. David, we'll be enjoying the Saints, won't we?
We will. We'll be up in Edinburgh. First game watch of the season for us Bucks UK members. So it's going to be quite an atmosphere. And, well, we know the whole NFC South is up for grabs, really. No one knows what any of the four teams are going to do. So we've got to hope that we're off to a flow and get a win on this. You know, and, you know, by the time Derek Carr gets to week four, what sort of shape will he be in? I'm really not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think so just on that one, so if people want to buy tickets to come and join our watch party, obviously, first of all, you need to be a member, so head over to bucksuk.org, sign up to the forum, and on the forum, David's posted the Eventbrite link with all the details and the ability to purchase the tickets. You do need to pay in advance. The money that you pay goes on the food on the night. There's no venue or profit in any of this, but we need to make sure we've got numbers guaranteed. I think it's going to get busy there, isn't it? So
I think it's going to be a good one. Yeah. And it's going to be a great night. Our first trip to Scotland, first one north of the border. So there's a lot of Bucks UK members been waiting for that. So I think we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night.
And Phil, David mentioned Derek Carr. How's the Saints experiment, do you think, coming along?
It's going to be asked an interesting question. I think he's a good quarterback, quite honest. And I think it by about week four, he'll have found his feet and found his rhythm. But I think you two have put down a win because you're going to Scotland, you know, and you know what you're going to be up against up there, you know, especially with Graham Reid organising it. I think you're forgetting, we're not the best of teams against the Saints. They're a bit of our hoodoo team. So I've just got us down to a slow start. Because the one thing I want to say about all the Buccaneers this year is Baker Mayfield. I've always had a feeling there's a quarterback in there waiting to burst out. And, you know, we'll see how where he is at this stage of the season as well. But I think it's going to be a tough one, and I can't see us beating them.
Adam Murphy reminded me earlier during our draft that Baker ranked, I think it was 37th out of 39 NFL QBs last year. So, you know, he does need to up his form, but he's looked pretty good in the preseason bits that I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. And so is Trask as well, with the greatest respect. He hasn't, you know, I honestly think he's not as bad as people are making him out to be. I really don't. But then again, I'm a Bucks fan, internal optimist and all that, you know. But I think he did okay. I think he did all right.
I'm going to be quite controversial here and think that he might be a better than last year quarterback.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is Brady, great superstar, got everything. But he was just stuck in the pocket that just collapsed constantly. You know, already from the games, both Trask and Baker, they're getting out of there, they're making space, they're creating stuff. And we were just so predictable last year, it killed us.
Well, I'll be quite honest, on the first two preseason games this season, I was a bit concerned about our infamous O-line. But against the Ravens, it looked just a little bit, I know it's not the first team all the time and all that, But I just felt they looked a little bit more stable and they had a bit more time in, you know, behind the line. So yeah, well, there's a few glimmers of hope here.
And
of course, the Saints game. Go on, sorry.
I was just going to say, dare I say, with Jensen out, I think it might actually gel the line because there's whoever's the starter knows they're the starter now. And was it? It's Wirfs, Fella, Hainsey, Mulch, and Gadecki are the ones that are slated on the Bucks website. But, you know, that you know, with Stinney and Leverett probably pushing quite hard. So we'll see what happens there. But I think that might actually gel them. I think, you know, we all know that O-line isn't people you want to be swapping in and out. And with Davey C calling some great plays, I'm sure we'll we won't be running up the gut too much.
Well, what about Mr. Canales? I honestly think he's our bright spot. Great hope in this lot. You know, he's got a good reputation. Fingers crossed he can just pull us out of this one.
Dave?
Just one last thing on the Saints is it'll be Alvin Kamara's first game back after a 3-game suspension. We get him back.
So he'll either have something to prove or he'll be rusty or a bit of both.
Yeah.
But you can surely, it will be certainly flags flying in every sense, I'm sure. But we've got our own Rashad White. I think our own running back is going to be doing some good things. So our members think we're 1-3 at this point, as does Phil. David and I are a glass half full, half empty at 2-2 into the bye. The early bye, how good or bad do you think that might be for us?
I don't like early byes at all. No, I just think it's good to regroup towards the end of the season and, you know, lick your wounds a bit and have that push to the playoffs. And no, I'm not happy with this early bye at all. Not at all.
David, you look like you agree.
Yeah, it's not great, is it? No. I mean, it all depends on where we are momentum-wise. It might come at a good time for us. You just don't know. But yeah, on the face of it, yeah, it's not great, is it?
No.
If you're feeling charitable, you might say we might have a few injuries that need to recover and that's why you prefer a later bye. I've heard a few mean people saying that might be when Baker Mayfield disappears and Kyle Trask steps to the floor. Possibly slightly premature to talk about his demise, but we'll have to wait and see, won't we? So then after the bye, that takes us on to the Lions. I do like it when we play the old black and blue division rivals. So yeah, the Lions have to come back to Ray J, and Bucks fans seem quite confident about this one, Phil.
Yep. I think we'll beat these. I don't think they're that good of a team, to be quite honest. Yeah, they've got Goff and all that, but I think we'll beat these and beat these easy at this point. You know, regroup at the bye and let's go again.
David, you inclined to agree?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think this is right now. I think they had quite a good season last year. They started off well and fell off a bit, and we got to see the real Detroit. And I think that's all trend is going to continue this year. And I think they're definitely going to be there for the taking, particularly at home.
I've got Detroit in the top five picks in the draft for next year. So I don't think they're a good team.
Yeah, I think outside of David Montgomery, Marvin Jones, you mentioned Jared Goff. Other than that, they're not a load of household names that you're used to seeing on the highlight reels. So, okay. Well, less said about that one, the better. Then we go back to our current division rivals, the Falcons. Probably the weakest team in the division, you'd hope? Question mark, is it us? Then you've got, we're at home to them. And this is the one that our members are the most confident about, or at least so far, across the board, we're thinking wins, David.
Can I, before we carry on, isn't the Detroit game?
Oh, Detroit, the London.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Sorry.
Tell us about London, David.
Yeah, London, we've got a new venue this year, right off Leicester Square. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. New sports bar. So they're going to really look after us. So, again, as Kieran said, all the access to the tickets is on the website and there'll be a club email this week. And really going to be a big run being the throwback game.
Of course,
so
yes.
Everyone in their creamsicle as well, we're going to make quite a night of it.
There will be lots of orange on display. I'm afraid I might have to dust to bring up my Josh Freeman. I'll try and work out what's happened to my Selman otherwise. But
yeah. And as a club, you know, we've got a load of people at the game. a lot of people at the game. It's about 20 odd at this game. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that night in London. Yeah.
So if we can remember the Detroit game, then we might start to build some momentum into the Falcons game. The members think we could be on a bit of a home roll here.
I really hope so, because I'll be there.
So you're going to be for the Falcons one?
Hey, I see.
Yeah, I think, again, I mean, who's their quarterback now? It's
Desmond Ridder.
Desmond Ridder, yeah.
You want to get rid of him, but I'm...
Have you been thinking that one all day?
I'm here all week enjoying the
chicken. Yeah, I thought, right, okay.
I think this is the weakest team in our division by a long chalk. I think, you know, they've tried to do some rebuilding, and I'm not sure it's really coming good. So I think there's going to be a cut. If anyone's going to get fired coaching wise as the season goes on, my money's on Falcons people's heads rolling. Okay, so I think we're fairly clear on that one. So after a 1-3 start, the Bucks fans think, our members think, we pull it back to 3-3, which actually I think then brings a great deal of excitement. We're on the road to Buffalo. This is going to be a hard one. It's Thursday night football, which for us means 1 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning. It's not going to be fun, at least to watch it. And our members, I think there's probably only one, is that one or two, seem to have some perhaps misguided disbelief, or maybe they were drinking when they filled in the survey. David, can we beat the Bills?
No.
Can't see it at all. No, not at the minute. I mean, you know, we come back that actually we have retained quite a lot of players, but no, this is going to be another push too hard. So we have got two horrible primetime games. it's really ghastly, isn't it? So yeah, this is a really tough one. I just can't see us getting anything from this.
A nice chilly October night in Buffalo. No, I can't see us getting anything from this one either. You know, Josh Allen, to me, I think, is one of the best players in the league. And I think he's got a point to prove this year, having keep taking Buffalo nearly to the edge and not quite getting there. I think Buffalo could be a good team this year through the NFL.
I think you're right, and they are perennial Super Bowl competitors there or thereabouts. Yeah. And although they've got a bit of a hint, dare I say it, of the Buffalo of last teams of, you know, the Buffalo teams of yesteryear in terms of not quite making it to the big show, although of course the team in the past did, they just didn't manage to get it over the line. But it feels like at some point this has got to become their year. So
yeah. I can see them being the big show, to be quite honest, this year. Good team. Mm.
Okay, so on to the Houston Texans. Before we take our mid-season break, in terms of getting some of our member views on how they think the season's going to go. Texans, a bit more optimistic. This is our third most likely win percentage from Bucks for UK members at 86%. We're away, though. Traditionally, going away to Texas, the Bucks don't travel that far that well. Phil, maybe we start with you. What do you think we're going to see there?
Again, a bit like the Lions, really. I don't think this is that good a team, to be quite honest. I know they've rebooted in so many areas, and the coach is relatively new. So, but I honestly think that we always tend to, the Buccaneers always tend to pull one game out on the road where they just win, and I think this one's going to be it. I don't think they're that good, to be quite honest. And, you know, looking down, we tend to forget, although there's been a lot of changes at Tampa Bay, you know, the backbone of our defence is still there, you know. So, fingers crossed, you know, I think we'll beat these.
You agree, David?
Yeah, rookie quarterbacks, CJ Stroud, so they're in rebuild. In fact, they're the only team on our schedule this year that is currently on the power rankings below us. Although we all believe that the power rankings is rubbish, because we're far better than what people are suggesting.
They've got Mills and Case Keenum, haven't they, as well, I think, if I'm right. So again, a bit like if Trask is playing, it could be someone else at the helm potentially for the Texans at that point in the season, though, couldn't it? So
yeah. And most importantly, it's another Bucks UK game watch. This time down in Bristol. So I think we picked actually three crackers this year with the Saints, the Saints Detroit for the throwback, and then the Texans game. I think, you know, members are going to be very happy this year.
So we're off to Bristol for the first time as well, aren't we? What's our venue there?
It's a pub called The Anchor. It's a sports bar down there that has been recommended.
I had to look on their website earlier. The screens look massive and the sofas look comfy on that one.
We've got to get you two back from Scotland, yeah. That's what's concerning, mate.
Well, at least I don't need a passport, so I'll be all right. I'll be able to find my way home at some point. I'll just go straight to Bristol. So, but again, make sure you get on the forum. Eventbrite links there to get the tickets. You've got to get your tickets to be part of that. It's a slightly smaller venue, so again, make sure you get your tickets. We don't want to sell out. We don't want to miss out on any of you guys being there. Okay, so I think, if my memory corrects me, when the slides now go into some member views. Oh, no, we're off to Tennessee, it would seem. Maybe we'll get the member views after this one. I've lost track. So Tennessee, we're at home. It's an early game. People, 68% is quite a confidence. So two-thirds think we're all right here. The Tennessee Titans aren't the Tennessee Titans of a few years ago, but I think this is still quite a good team. Phil, do you agree?
They're a bit of a reboot mode, aren't they? Derrick Henry's getting on a bit now, and they've lost some of the better players last season. You know, losing Brown last year was a big blow to them, and they're getting there, and they're drafted reasonably well, but I think they're in transition team, and they're right for the taking. Then, no, I think we'll beat those.
David, you seem to agree as well, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I mean, say transition. They brought in a few players like DeAndre Hopkins and people like that to try fill it. But if you take away the Thursday night football in Buffalo, we're on a roll by then, and I think the momentum will be there to take us through this game. I mean, I think they're very probably evenly matched with us at the minute on how you sort of probably look at the two organisations. But I think we're going to surprise a lot of people, and I think this is a good game for us, definitely one that we can turn up.
I would hope by this point the offense is really firing, because I think, you know, stereotypically defenses start the year a bit quicker, offenses take a bit longer time to gel. Obviously, the roster cut down to 53 has happened, the depth chart's been announced. So, you know, receivers after, you know, Evans and Godwin, we've now got Palmer, Tompkins, and Jarrett. After Rashad White, we've got Chase Edmonds, Keyshawn Vaughn, and Sean Tucker. Four running backs and only five receivers on the roster. So I think that there's going to be a fair amount of sort of consistency in what we're seeing, hopefully. Four tight ends, K-Dotton and Co-Keeft, and I guess Payne Durham is the other one that we're probably looking out for. Again, I also hope for a bit of a good turnout at the Ray J. So again, the challenge we have with the old NFC South, Tennessee Central Black and Blue people is there's a lot of Bears and Lions and Packers fans, unfortunately, knocking around Florida, who all seem to manage to buy their tickets and turn up at the Ray J and sit in the third row showing off their jerseys. But I'm hoping with the Titans, it might be a little bit more red and pewter.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Now I'm pretty sure it really is member views. So we'll see how we get on here. So first of all, from Mark Dolan, Mayfield needs to have settled well for this to come off, to get to the halfway point well. And from Andy Findlay, we'll play conservative on offense, but with Evans, Godwins and Palmer balling out, and the defense will go lights out. We haven't talked much about the defense, but I guess... I noticed that we've obviously got Kansi slated down to start. The Joe Tryon Shoyenka experiment continues. And I guess obviously Ryan Neal, I think, probably for me is the biggest one at safety, with Anton Winfield, trying to see how well we can hold the back line.
Yeah, I mean, losing Shaq Barrett last year was a big loss, and it's good to have him back. I think that's important. Safety, isn't it? Worries me most.
Yeah.
I think that's really where we're shortest.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Dave. Totally agree with that. Yeah, safety concerns me too. Yeah. Although I do like this name, Savoia Dennis. What a great name. You know, it's got one of the best names in the NFL, that one. But you know, it's pretty. You know, you start looking at some of the older players that we had on our roster, and they've all disappeared now. So we're in for a reboot time, and you know, we're going to need players like Devin White, Lavon David, Chad Barrett to bring the young ones on. And
so I think Andy is going to be at our Edinburgh social. He's already promised me. I think we'll probably agree with his view on the defence game.
I think so. Yeah.
So Chris Griffith, I think.
So I was just going to say it was huge that we kept Jermaine Dean and Colton Davis.
Yes,
that is true.
Yes.
Absolutely
huge, absolutely huge. But my worry is that we've always, one thing I don't like to mention on any of these podcasts, that horrible I word, injuries, and that's where we came unstuck on the, you know, the cornerback safeties, the injuries all the time. You know, it's not a lot after what the first string, I don't think, you know. Although Dee Delaney did okay when he came in, you know, well, bit untried.
Yeah, obviously, you can't judge people. Everyone gets burnt every now and then when you're in the secondary in the NFL. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, from Chris Griffiths, disjointed in offense with defense keeping us in games. So, a bit like you guys were saying with that low scoring early start for the first half of the year. And Dan, must stay healthy. So again, Phil, you're right with that injury point. We lack depth. D-line and secondary need to excel to give our offense a chance. So then we go straight into the second half of the season. We're away. We're West Coast. It's the 49ers. They're not quite in the Buffalo Bills territory, but they're definitely one of those teams that names keep getting mentioned. And only 2%, I'm pretty sure that's only one person. One person accidentally clicked the wrong box or must have sneezed when they were answering the survey. The 49ers, David, do we stand a chance or is this going to be brutal?
It could be brutal. I mean, they're right up there again. They're second or third in the power rankings at the minute. Yeah. Everyone sees them as a real contender this year. But like, I mean, you never know where you go, like everything else, injuries, you know, what's going to happen by the time you get to week 11. But on the face of it, sitting there now, it's not going to be a good one for us.
Phil, it looks like you agree.
Yeah, oh, totally. Totally. It's a bit like the Eagles and Bills game, moving on.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's interesting. In terms of, I was talking about consistency. You know, the Bucs fan, the members of fans have gone with us, and we've agreed on all games apart from the Saints. And I think we could all agree, the one thing we can agree on, the Saints is often, you know, a bit of a crapshoot and a dice roll coin flip.
Yeah.
So, on to the Colts. This is the first time we disagree. We all think this is a loss. Bucks UK members think we squeak a win at 54%. I barely remember, I think being sat in Leeds. Oh, I've gone too far. I barely remember being sat in Leeds, I think it was, watching a fantastic game against the Colts last time.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe we're going to pull off that magic again, although it may be a chance to row the boat. David, the Colts, they're a bit of a tricky team again, aren't they?
On the face of it, yeah. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with Jonathan Taylor?
He says he's done, doesn't he? So he says he doesn't want to play anymore.
And, you know, Anthony Richardson is definitely one of them quarterbacks that is going to be dynamic and crazy or an absolute disaster. And by the time we get to week 12, we'll know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, again, on the face of it, I think it's in the balance, but... Yeah, it all depends where they are in the season. Then it could go either way, really. But as it's on the road, I've gone for the little bit of the pessimistic view.
And Phil?
Yeah, I agree with Dave on this one as well. I think Richardson's probably the best quarterback in the draft, to be quite honest. And he's shown a few glimpses in pre-season of how good he really is. With or without Jonathan Taylor, because really he's just a distraction for us. They're still a good team, still a very, very good team. We've got a good O-line protecting him as well. And
our good friend, Mr. Pittman Jr.
Yep, exactly. And so I think this is going. They're a much better team than people think they are. The Colts, much better team.
So whilst our members are predicting a narrow victory, clearly it's in the balance. But again, like I say, any given Sunday, I feel like, again, if we do have a roll, if we do have momentum, I would say probably this is the one I think I'm most likely to have got wrong. So I hope that's the case.
I just think that when our members are doing this prediction, they start drinking around about game one and they get to about week 12 and they're like, yeah, win, that'll do, no problem.
So moving on then into sort of the back third of the year, and looking at this, 2, 4, 6. So the Bucks members think we could be 6-5 at this point. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. Yeah. So given that the playoffs, you know, we still think is a race to 10, we could actually be in playoff contention. And then it's quite telling if you look that of those last games, 4 of those are division games. It's the first now, the first bite of the cherry that we get with the Panthers. And our members think this one's in the bag. Same level of prediction as, in fact, the Falcons game earlier in the year. So we're home. It's the Panthers. It's only Bryce Young. David, surely we could do this one.
Yeah, again. I mean, they were up and down last year. I saw a horror show in Carolina last year from the Buccaneers. When it came out of the blue, we weren't performing. But they're another team just like us. The whole division is just up for grabs. And everyone's in a bit of a rebuild. Everyone's is in a bit of disorganisation. And I think we're just more solid than the rest of the teams in the division at the minute.
Yeah, no doubt.
Bill, do you think this will be a close one, though? Or is it going to be as one-sided as that prediction suggests?
No, I think it will be one-sided. You know, Bryce Young, I think, is another excellent quarterback. You know, I think he's excellent. He was brilliant at Alabama, but then again, most quarterbacks are pretty good at Alabama. But it's going to be interesting. Yeah, they've got some good weapons around him too.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've got DJ Shark, yeah. As you mentioned earlier, David, Adam Thielen's been brought in, so they're going to be able to move the ball in the air as long as they've got enough time.
Yeah. Yeah, if they give him the time, he could pick you apart. But I think they're another team in transition, and I think we'll beat those. I think we'll beat them. Because like you say, we've got a very solid defence, and injuries apart, I think we'll get at him a bit.
Oh, let's hope that's the case. So then, of the last 5 games, 3 are on the road. We're off to the Falcons. It's an early game. And we still think, even when we're away, we're going to beat the Falcons.
No, we're going to the Super Bowl at this point.
I love our optimism. That's what we're there for.
Well, we're Bucks fans, we're always optimistic. It goes with the territory, doesn't it? Yeah.
I mean, if we get to the position where, what's that, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 wins with 4 games to play, that's going to be an exciting prospect for the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think in terms of what success for the year looks like, I think 8 wins with 4 games to go is pretty much my dictionary definition.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the season, it looked grim. But the amount of talent that we've managed to keep, and that we're nowhere near the rebuilding exercise that the other teams are in. And that's why I think we're just going to shock people. I really do. I think, you know, we're not going to run the league. Clearly, there's teams that we're not up with at the minute, but we're a lot better than a lot of people think.
I totally agree with that. I've said that, saying that for some time. You know, last year it was a weird when we were just throwing the Brady dice for one last time, weren't we? When keeping all the older players on to try and get us over that hump, but it didn't work. And you know, they've gone. The Leonard Fournettes have gone, I think it's now time to, you know, we're in rebuild mode. And I think we're much better. Like Dave said, we're a much better team, and also we're in the softest division. I don't care what anybody says, you know.
Someone's got to make the playoffs.
I mean, the overall schedule for us is really not that bad when you look at it. Mm. I mean, I just did a little count up before. We're only playing, as currently predicted, 3 of the top 10. Teams in the power rankings, 7 between 11 to 20 and 7 20 plus. You know, we have got not a bad overall schedule. We've got some absolute horrors on the road on prime time. But up now, you know, everything is there for us to compete in.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally, utterly agree.
Except I give you Green Bay in December.
Now hang on a bit.
I'm afraid that doesn't look pretty. So 32% think we can win, 68% say of our members say no. We've all said it's a loss. I don't know about you guys, I don't necessarily think Jordan Love's going to be particularly setting fire to things in Green Bay. But I think they're probably going to do more than they need to get the better of the Bucks in the chilly weather.
Do you know, I only put this down as a win, to be quite honest. Because, okay, yeah, you know, you can't keep losing in cold weather all the time. And it's law of averages, Philadelphia, playoffs, Super Bowl and all that malarkey. But Jordan Love really isn't doing a great deal up there. And, you know, they relied on Aaron Rodgers for so many years. And they haven't really brought anybody in around Love to actually help him very much, I don't think. So, you know, I was nearly with a 32% win with this one. We could do this. We could do this. We really could.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I picked it, how I did, was purely it's December in Green Bay.
So playing the averages at that point, I think, yeah, it's probably fair to say. But again, a bit like I sort of said with the Colts game, it could be one of those games, like I say, it might be if, depending on the over-under and all that sort of thing, if you're a betting person, that might be one of the ones to keep an eye on in terms of the spread and all that
definitely.
Then back home for the Jaguars, that sort of Florida rivalry. We don't get to play them very often. I think this is a win. Our members were 46-54, which was pretty tight. But you guys probably lost the faith. Maybe there's a lack of momentum after the Packers game. David, why did you think loss?
I think they're a good team. I think last season they really played well. I mean, I was in Jacksonville for that crazy game in the playoffs where they came back unbelievable. And I think there's just so much belief in the organisation at the minute.
Yeah, totally agree with that, Dave. They're a very good team. Trevor Lawrence is an exceedingly good quarterback. And I rate their coach very, very highly. Very highly. He did a good job of rebooting last year, and now they're just going to move on again. They've got a good running game. They've built a pretty good offensive line in front of him. Although I saw him in London last year, and he was running for his life a bit. But they have strengthened quite a bit in the areas they needed to. And along with Buffalo, I think they won't be very far off going to the Super Bowl, to be quite honest. I think they're a very good team.
It's interesting, but you talk about coaching. Obviously, I presume you're alluding to Doug Pederson, but their defensive coordinator should be one that's quite familiar to us in terms of Mike Caldwell. So obviously, he was our inside linebackers coach for the Super Bowl winning team. I think you're right. They were a very well coached team. You know, unfortunately, as we've seen in some of the preseason games, the Bucks are prone to some of those yellow dusters flying around the place. And I suspect Adam Davis has probably made himself a few more this year to throw around the Rondé Barber. So I think that might be one of those keys to the game. I think we're good enough to win. Maybe I was picking more with my heart than my head. So I won't say too much beyond that. Then again, I think probably another one of those tricky games. Saints, coming to us. Yes, it's at home, but it's near the end of the season. Who knows who's going to be playing for what? I mean, who's know? We might even be seeing Jameis Winston for a quarterback for the Saints at this point. Anything is possible. You and I all flip around. Phil and David both said win. Our Bucks members say win by 62% to 38. David, why did you think win at this point?
I'm never going to say we're going to lose against the Saints. I mean, it's going to be huge at the end of the season, those sort of games, if we're still in contention. If we are still in contention, you know, that's definitely when we're going to be up for winning, isn't it?
Yeah. Go on, Phil.
I think we'll beat them at home. I really do. Jameis could be at quarterback by then. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I think it's going to be a big game. And as we said, we're in a weak division and we could really be pushing for this one to get to the playoffs. So I think we're going to beat these at home.
It's going to be another one of those annoying games where, you know, Michael Thomas is being all leery and they chuck the ball to Taysom Hill or make him throw a touchdown pass or something. It's going to be another one of those frustrating experiences. But again, if our Bucks UK members and their votes are correct, that leaves us at 9 wins going into the final game of the season. So if
Happy
it's a
New Year.
Yeah, so if it's a race to 10, Happy New Year into 2024, then actually we need to try and work out then what's going to happen at this last game of the season. We know we're on the road. I reckon this one could easily get flexed into prime time if it is something that's got playoff contention. Phil, a slightly more pessimistic view. Bucks UK members think 70% say it's going to be a win. David and I thought it was a win. I guess maybe Phil, let's start with you then. What do you think we're going to end on a low? Is it going to be a loss? Is it going to be enough for the playoffs?
No, I think we're already qualified for the playoffs, so I'm not too concerned, you know. But I think it's going to be a really, really tough one. We, like Dave was saying earlier on, Carolina's a weird place for us. We either go there and win easy or we get pummeled. And I think this is going to be a tough one, a really tough one, to be quite honest. End of the season, you know, Bryce Young will have a few games under his belt and he'll have settled more in his offense. So I think we could, you know, Carolina could be a very good, and I hate to say this, you know, in the public eye, but Carolina could be quite a good team next year if all the what they've done is pans out.
But David, you think it's not enough? You think the Bucks will reign supreme?
If we've got as many wins on the board as we're predicting tonight, we'll be flying by then.
I think it will be another exciting shootout. I remember being in the Ray J with Jameis Winston and the Saints. I think it was New Year's Eve then. That touchdown in the corner to Chris Godwin with 2 seconds left. I feel like this could be one of those sorts of games where really quite exciting to watch. So that's our members' predictions. We've still got some more views from our members and then on how they thought about this. In terms of who they thought the easiest opponent was going to be, that graph looks horribly messed up. But I will let me just try and find the correct graph and we'll have to see what I've done there. What have I done with the graphs? Why has that gone wrong? Okay, maybe it's just the colouring that's gone a bit wrong. But the proportions are correct. People think our easiest opponent will be the Atlanta Falcons. A few people said Panthers. A few people said Bears. A few more people said Lions and Texans. And a couple of people mentioned Jacksonville and the Saints, and they're clearly crazy. Do we agree? We think that Falcons probably is our easiest game?
Yeah, no doubt. Yep. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt whatsoever.
So in terms of hardest opponent then, I think what we've been saying, most of our members, almost half, said it was going to be Buffalo. A few said the Eagles. Not many said the 49ers, which I think is surprising. Again, a few said the Saints. So again, the craziness of being a Bucks fan, they are both the easiest and the hardest opponents to play. And then a few mentioned the Colts because who knows what we're going to get. Phil, I think we might disagree with those weightings, probably.
Yeah, I'm surprised to see the Eagles aren't the hardest opponents because they're going to be a real tough cookie at Ray J. They're one hell of a team. And Buffalo, they are a good team on paper. But how many times have we sort of seen the Buffalo do some very strange things, particularly at home? You know, they sort of lose to somebody they shouldn't lose to. So, yeah, I'm surprised. I thought the Eagles are by far, I think, the toughest opponent we've got this season.
David, who would you say is the hardest opponent?
I mean, I think when I did it, I picked the Bills, but I mean, you can really say 49ers, Eagles, and Bills are all together in there, really. I don't think any of them offer a great deal of.
I just looked at the predictions before we switched off that screen, and if you added up the percentage wise of people who thought we'd beat the Eagles, 49ers, and Bills, the all three games was 10%. You know, so yeah, those three, it's like forget those three. You know,
they are a class above.
Yeah.
And in terms of what our members have said. Don Brady, our good friend Dominic Hodgkinson, this season might be a hard watch. Following the Bucks since 1984, I've always seen worse. You never know. And Alan Taylor said the O-line needs to perform. Defense is going to be huge. More speed equals more pressure and more turnovers in close scoring games. So obviously we hope that Shaq has not lost any of his pace from that injury. We hope he comes back. And obviously, you know, shout out and hearts go out to him and the things that his family's had to endure, the pressure of playing on that. It was nice to see him in the last preseason game, and he did seem to be doing well. But we, yeah, with actually with JTS, Devin White, as you said, Phil, and Levante in the middle, and Shaq, it should be some speed there. And then from Neil Ferguson, establish a running game and keep the quarterback upright, expecting a winning season. So that's good. So Neil's on message with the rest of the fan club. And Jan, all a bit unknown this season due to the many changes, need to get the teamwork going and believe. Well, I think you're in good company. We've all drunk the Kool-Aid. And we used to always say there's always next year, but I think we're living in the present still. We're not quite that bad at this point. There were a few comments about, you know, six-win seasons. And as that's into what John Davis has said, I see a return to the days of the six-win season for 2023. I really hope I'm spectacularly wrong. I guess that's the floor of where we're looking. And what the floor for the Bucks looks like, perhaps 5 or 6 wins, but the ceiling could easily be upwards of 10. And then finally from Tom, it will be a slog of a season, but there's too much quality in this team to end up struggling as much as some of the media are predicting. I'll stop sharing at that point. But I know, David, you were talking about the power rankings. People have kind of written the Bucks off, it feels like.
Yeah, we're sort of late 20s, sort of 30s. We're way down. And if you'd have done the power rankings in February, you probably wouldn't have been too far off. But, you know, the front office, every year seems to do an incredible job, don't they? I mean, how they juggle those calculators and get the salaries in and keep the players, amazing, the amount of players, that quality players that we've been able to keep. I think we've said all the way through this, I think there's an air of optimism. We're not going to be spectacular. We're not going to blow the league. But actually, I think we're going to do okay.
And then closing marks from our president.
Well, be quite honest, Dave. I'm looking around here as a camera, just like you just read my notes here. I'm going to say the starting roster and the quality that's there, considering how much we were against it on the salary cap, is pretty amazing. My biggest worry, I say, is injuries. If we can keep a constant team, or we don't have too many bad injuries, I think we'll be okay, and I think we will make the playoffs. But injuries could well kill us this season. Well kill us.
And my take, tongue firmly in cheek, Jake Kamada for MVP.
Oh no! Well, that's kiboshed it, hasn't it, straight away. Yeah.
I don't think they've ever given it a punter, nor would they ever. But I think he's going to be the Bucks MVP this year.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was quite interesting when I was looking around the cuts, and there was a lot of very, very names that rang a bell, like Jalen Darden hasn't made it, and Adam Humphries hasn't made it, and Bradshaw Perryman hasn't made it. So we're okay for backup court wide receivers if we ever need any, you know. But, it's a tough one. Running back's going to be interesting as well. Two very sort of raw players. It's going to be a really interesting season for us. But we had to, with all the money we spent on the salary cap to win that wonderful Super Bowl, I think we're just paying the piper to some degree. And be quite honest, I wouldn't swap that night for anything.
Absolutely. Take the rough with the smooth. David, final words?
Yeah, just can't wait for football. It's just such a long off season, and it's just good to be back. It's good for our football. I just can't wait now.
It is. So make sure you're joining us. We always talk online on the forum during games. A few games we have a sort of a Zoom pre-game, and you'll check your member emails for those. Come along to the 3 social watch parties. They're going to be pretty awesome. If you can only get along to one, that's fine too. Let us know your predictions in the chat and the comments below. All the usual stuff about giving us a like and a subscribe. Check the opening screen as well. We're now on TwitX or whatever it's called. We're on Threads. We're on TikTok. Make sure you are hashtagging us and liking and poking and all the things that the cool kids do. But from Phil and David and myself, thank you very much. And as ever, go Bucks!
Go Bucks!
Go Bucks!